And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Wednesday, December 30th, 2020. Today in the news, what a year for gold. We've witnessed a sudden excitement of gold investors and central banks as the COVID-19 pandemic hit the world economy and forced many states to lock their borders and hibernate, reports FX Empire. This year, when the new coronavirus was spreading at a drastic speed, gold hit a new all-time high of $2,072 an ounce on August 6, 2020. The new year ahead might surprise us with a new gold bull movement. Well, King Dollar is advocating, reports Wall Street Journal. There are many reasons to expect a weaker U.S. dollar next year, and perhaps longer, but none more important than the new policy stance by the Federal Reserve. Since March, the dollar has dropped about 12% against a trade-weighted basket of currencies. Investors whose net worth is concentrated in dollars should make sure that they're diversified. The perennially strong dollar may be a thing of the past. Well, economic shocks like the coronavirus pandemic only arrive once every few generations, and they bring about permanent and far-reaching change, reports Bloomberg. Measured by output, the world economy is well on its way to recovery from a slump, the likes of which barely any of its 7.7 billion people have ever seen in their lifetimes. Vaccines should accelerate the rebound in 2021, but other legacies of COVID-19 will shape global growth for years to come. And lastly, no doubt about it, 2020, a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad year for freedom, was the culmination of a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad decade for freedom, writes John Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute. Government corruption, tyranny, and abuse coupled with the Big Brother knows best mindset and the COVID-19 pandemic propelled us at warp speed toward a full-blown police state, he writes. America was meant to be primarily a system of local governments, which is a far cry from the colossal federal bureaucracy we have today. Yet if our freedoms are to be restored, understanding what is transpiring practically in our own backyard is important, and taking action at a local level must be the starting point. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy it today.